The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
The second hour of National Intel Report for Friday, July 15th. I'm Peter Serafine, host and wiki of Liberty Lighthouse, filling in for the late, great John Stan Miller tonight. You know what? We need your help. If you haven't recently, go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate, buy something, help us out, you know. Whenever the founder of an organization passes suddenly, there is always turmoil afterwards. So to help the network continue, to help lessen at least the financial turmoil, go give them a little something. I know times are tough. Inflation is at, you know, 9.1%, but actually higher. It's something we can talk about later if we get to it. But for right now, we have Anthony on the line, and Anthony was talking about the Federal Reserve and money, and it brought me to, in my own head, I had just read Thomas Paine's Rights of Man, and it's really funny how almost 240 years ago, Thomas Paine was talking about that exact issue where England was doing the same thing. The rest of Europe was still using gold and silver, but England had switched over to paper currency.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go. I hear you.
Hello.
Well, Apparently, Anthony can't hear me for some reason.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
There you go. Anthony, you're on the air. If you can speak with Peter, that'd be great.
As it was explained to me, and as I looked into the law, they were supposed to have two vaults in every bank whereby they were to transfer the gold and silver coin to make the Federal Reserve note legal tender as a reserve for the people who found out that the Federal Reserve note was not legal or lawful money. It was a debt instrument. And they were allowed to print two for every 1 ounce. They were allowed to print two for every one silver dollar, and they were allowed to print one for every one-tenth of a gold dollar. So then that went on, until Roosevelt took control, and he declared that the federal United States it was bankrupt and that he had a right to come and confiscate the gold, which allowed them to still allow the silver coin to make the Federal Reserve note legal tender because it was never lawful and it was only legal as long as it was redeemable back to the 10 silver dimes. The Federal Reserve note was never the money. It was a bill to get money. The same as a silver or gold certificate is never the money. It is the certificate to get the money. The same thing when I was a contractor and I did my plumbing work, I was done. I gave the person the bill. That wasn't the money. It was the bill for her to go to the mattress or safe or her checkbook and write me out a check. When she gave me it, then the bill was paid. With the Federal Reserve note, it is a debt instrument. It says
right. It's an IOU.
Again.
It's an IOU.
That's right. It said this note is legal tender for all debt, public and private. And here's the beauty part about it. When they passed the Jewish implemented federal income tax law, along with the Federal Reserve Banking Act in 1913, it said this note is legal tender for all debt, public and private. When you assume that note, you assume the liability of the note. And when you give it to somebody else, you discharge it and stick them with it. And on top of that, when the gold and silver represents life forfeiture, the framers said it was portable earth. You look up even the word infringement. It'll even describe you about your right to bear arms. And I'm going to give you some of the definitions of infringement. Invasion, declaration of war, trespass, encroachment. You get any dictionary, and you'll find, and then you transfer those definitions prior to that, and they will give you something that knocks you out of yourself. The government cannot touch anything about your gun or your arms except for the misuse of it. And you do not have any assault weapons. All of the, and I would say, all of the GED assault weapons are used when we put us in the Marines and put us on a ship, an airplane, or a boat and bring us into another country, and then I open fire with my BAR. That's when it becomes an assault weapon. While it's in this country, it is a defense weapon. And you are no longer United States citizen or any of your listeners. I'm going to shock you out of your socks. When you took a Social Security card, you changed your citizenship. You became a citizen.
You're jumping
States.
Topics way too fast. Forget the guns and the citizenship and everything. When you started, you said you had an answer for this fiat currency garbage that we all carry around in our wallets. What's that answer? We've got callers lining up behind you.
Well, because I was trying to bring into how they were able to pull it off on you and how they were able to keep printing Federal Reserve notes when they took the silver out of 1964. And then Nixon took the idea that even the foreign countries couldn't redeem the notes that did have that on this note as legal tender and will be redeemed into lawful silver money at any Federal Reserve or the United States Treasury. So that was to protect the bankers so they could print up more money of this and acquire your property without paying for it. Right now, there are people that are going all over the United States trying to buy your home. And they're allowed to get their credit, as long as they have the credit score, to borrow $240,000, $250 million, depending on their credit capability of paying the mortgage as well as the interest. And they come in after you work 30, 40 years my time, we never heard of a 30-year mortgage, but it was 20-year mortgage. You work 20 years, even using their Federal Reserve notes to pay it off. You give up your life forfeiture for that paper money, and this other guy who can borrow the money can wind up with the house you built, put the plumbing in, the electrical, the concrete, the bricks, and the windows. He gets it for nothing. He gets it for just the interest capability of paying on the note. So when they did, when they took the silver out of the gold certificate, the Federal Reserve note became illegal and lawful. And to put the icing on the cake of this, people, they want you to give your 40 hours of your labor, the same as you're giving your life's labor to pay the money on your home to another person who could get it just for the interest and the payment. Then they have you put your 40 hours of labor into a direct deposit into the very criminals who have robbed and raped you blind.
Right. We
you
get
no longer
all
are a United States
citizen. Everybody citizens. Listening understands all of this, but you said you had an answer. What's the answer?
Yes, the thing is, do not take Federal Reserve notes and do not money transfer. Demand your money and coin, even though it's worthless. It represents life forfeiture, and that's why the framers and George Washington and Jefferson said gold and silver was portable earth. You exchange life forfeiture for the work of the land or for the title of the land. When you take a Federal Reserve note, they wind up getting the property for nothing, and you give up your life forfeiture in exchange for it. So the solution is, at payday, do not accept the money transfer. Cash that toilet paper note. Because even on the note, it says, this note is paid to the order, John Doe, $25. Well, a dollar is 1/30th ounce gold, 412 grain silver. Demand the coin or the gold. If not, at least take the sandwich slugs, because it still takes life forfeiture, like the gold and the silver, to extract it from the ground and then form it into a metal sheet, or the smelt or whatever it takes to make that metal. It takes
right.
a lot of metal
this
to make the machine, to stamp the coin. It takes labor to run the machine. It takes electricity, and it takes a federally taxed building to run the machine. There's 281...
Right, you're right, Anthony, we get it. You're right. This is all perfectly right. Money is money. It's gold, silver, anything of that you can hold that's worth something. The paper stuff that they're passing out now is not money. We all get that. But if you've got a job, you can't demand that your boss pay you in gold coin. It's just not going to happen. But everything I have to say, Anthony, everything you said, every bit of your history lesson that I heard was absolutely accurate. Thank you very much for the call. But I got to move on. I got more callers calling. Let's see here. We got Bob in Utah, I believe, was the next in line. And somebody who's in Georgia, JR in Georgia. Hold on. We'll get to you in just a minute. Bob in Utah, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Welcome to National Intel.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Can you hear this? Alrighty then. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Okay.
That was good.
So this thing's working. Okay, I'm calling about gay marriage. Gay marriage is changing the definition of marriage. Marriage is a man and a woman. The union creates, they both have to compromise their natural instincts, and that's why two men living together is not marriage. Okay, now, legally, I don't care what the government does. I'm talking about semantics, okay? And the same as yellow and blue make green, okay? Blue and blue just make blue, okay? That's it. What do you got?
I get it. I understand. I understand the argument entirely. I don't think gay marriage is right personally, but what two people do in their own bedroom doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. I don't care.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about them.
What
going
I was
around.
Talking about is how courts determine these rights do or don't exist, and in Obergefell. There was 60% public support, and states one after another were legalizing it on a pretty quick clip. I really don't want to have the argument whether or not gay marriage is right, because morally I think it's wrong. But again,
okay, well, let's take it in another direction. Obviously, you should just have child support, and then you could have cohabitation agreements and have marriage just be a religious thing, you know.
Well, yeah, I think that marriage is, boil it down, it's a contract. Whether it's religious or civil, it's a contract, and the only government involvement should be enforcement of the contract. In the event of divorce, the government gets involved to, divide assets and child support and visitation, all the stuff that you just said. But as far as, being married, why is there a different tax bracket? Like, why were these things all created?
Well, that's because it benefits society to have stable families.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I mean, you're right. Yes,
it doesn't?
No, really?
That
came out wrong. I'm sorry. Yes, stable families do benefit society. The tax stuff doesn't create stable families, is what I was trying to say. Please don't take that wrong.
Well, I don't know what data you would have to support.
How about the fact that since they created the marriage tax bracket stuff, the divorce rate has continued to climb year after year after year, so it's obviously not helping.
That's a factor, but there are other overriding factors, which is popular culture. And popular culture is controlled by a Jewish monopoly media, and they want to destroy the family.
I really don't like what you're the second person tonight that said, the Jewish monopoly. Why does it matter if they're Jewish or not? It doesn't really matter. It's the whoever elite group that they are controls it. The fact that
does it matter if O.J. Simpson murdered his wife is black? He's still a murderer.
Exactly. He's a murderer. He's a black murderer. So the ruling class liberal nut job who runs whatever company happens to be Jewish. He's still a liberal nut job running the company. So the Jewish part is irrelevant.
You're not willing to admit that this is a war, a cultural war. The Jews are trying to destroy white Christian society economically. And if you don't want to admit that, that's fine, we've got right down to the root of the issue of this whole radio station.
No, you've missed my point entirely. The fact that, yes, we are in a cultural war, and yes, the ruling elite are trying to destroy the Christian family and Christian morals and values and all that other kind of stuff. What does the fact that some of them might be Jewish have to do with it?
Well, they might be Jewish. Jews are 2% of the population. The CEOs of media companies are 80% Jewish. And all you got to do is put in a Google search, who controls the media, and you'll find that out. So that's a 40 times representation of white.
So what? Why does that matter? Why does that
part matter? So we have 2% of our society ruling over us completely, because they also control the government through AIPAC. You know what AIPAC is? A-I-P-A-C. You know what that is?
I get it, but I really don't like the anti-Semitic argument or the it's racism.
Okay, so there you go. You called me anti-Semitic. This is a litmus test, brother. No, I don't know who you are. This is the first time I've heard you, but now we've got you on record which side of the war you're on. Hey, Mike, thanks for putting up with my call. I'm going to let the other callers come on. I've made my point perfectly. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, you made your point. You don't want to actually hear my argument. That's great. Bye. Thanks for calling. To be clear, the part that you missed is I didn't call you an anti-Semite. I said you were making an anti-Semitic argument. It's racism is racism, whether you say that one group is great or one group is horrible. I just don't like it. It's not relevant to the argument. The group that is doing this stuff is the group that's doing this stuff, and what their religious background may be is irrelevant. Anyway, JR, I promise we'll get to you as soon as we get back. And Gregory, JR and Gregory, I think, are the only two calls we got waiting. We'll be back in a couple of minutes right after the break coming up. Hopefully we'll get to Roe v. Wade sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Standing at attention, wrapped in stars and stripes. They hear the phantom drummers and the non-existent pipes. These days the buck stops nowhere, no one takes the blame. But evil is still evil in anybody's name. If dirt were a dollar, if dirt were a dollar.
You're killing me with the Zeppelin tonight. I appreciate it so very much. I'm Peter Serafine. This is the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network. Pat in Fort Worth, Francis in North Carolina, Gregory in California. We'll get to all three of those. But first, JR in Georgia, you've been holding for a very long time. Thank you very much for holding. What do you got for the National Intel Report tonight?
Well, personally, I don't know if I can follow up those previous phone calls. I mean, things seem like they're on fire over there at RBM. But nonetheless,
Do I need to get my helmet ready for another one?
Pardon?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, so I just want to follow up on the subject matter that you originally started on this evening.
Right.
And those are hard shoes to fill with John Statmiller and his intel show. But in regards to gay marriage, for us to have a further conversation, we must understand the original definition of marriage. And would you agree or not agree that the original words that were ever written or spoken were that of a man and a woman who shall leave his and her mother and join as one?
I agree, but that wasn't the point of the conversation tonight. I was not about my opinion. It was not about whether you believe it was right or wrong. I was just trying to explain how the courts come about their decisions. That was it.
No, sir, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay.
You're kind of throwing me over the side of the boat real quick here.
No, I'm just trying to make sure that we stay on topic. That's all.
Yes, sir, I understand.
But I agree with you. Keep going.
But the original intent, the original word, was between a man and a woman. And you've made a statement in a previous period of your show tonight that involves benefits. Not many people know that insurance benefits came into fashion during the World War II era because there was a law that was written by Congress that they could not increase individual salaries. So thus private corporations, in a loophole, started to provide health insurance benefits for their employees as a way of bypassing that salary increase, which was negated by Congress. Is that true or not true?
That is my understanding of it, yes. It was created as a benefit to get around the cap on salaries, yes.
Yes, okay. So thus, we've progressed nearly 30 or 40 years, and we've now entered a time period in which the courts and society itself has accepted the fact that homosexual marriage entitles you to benefits as if you were a man or a woman. You have the same rights, the same benefits.
Yep. That's what was it? Obergefell did. It made gay marriage legal and recognized the same as heterosexual marriage. So yeah, they're all entitled. The gay married couples are entitled to all the same benefits as a straight married couple. Yes.
Okay. With that said, we must understand the original definition of marriage, which was changed not by God, but by man. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely.
Man decided in his secular self that any human being standing above ground has the rights to enter into a relationship with another human being, regardless of their bedroom fanatics.
All right, you got to hold on there. It is break time. And I got four callers ahead of you. So when we get back from this break, I need you to try to wrap it up quickly, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Be back in just a minute after the sponsor break. Broadcasting
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jam. I love those guys. All right. So Gregory Francis Patton Wayne, thank you. You know, y'all, hold on. I'm going to ask everybody to keep their comments to 3 minutes or less. So right now we got JR needs to finish up here. JR, you got 2 minutes.
Yes, sir. I agree with the statement you made previously in this hour. Government has no place to weddings, marriages, or whatever you wish to identify. They have no place in it. The only reason it has ever occurred is because it became a money-making secular event. That's all it became.
Yeah.
It's, a marriage is between a man and a woman and an oath to one's creator, whoever they believe is their creator.
Right. And government got involved because it was more of a way to manipulate us. It was more loopholes to put in the tax code. It was more ways to do all the shady stuff that government does.
Yes, sir. And therefore, I do not. I do not condemn this government for going to a secular movement in regards to relationships between any individual human being because of what you just stated, and that's the tax bracket. And that's all it boils down to. That's
yeah,
it.
I agree. I completely agree. Thank you very
Peter,
much.
I would like to thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling. I greatly appreciate that. I think Gregory in California was next on the line. Gregory, if you could keep your remarks to 3 minutes or less, I'd greatly appreciate it so that we have time to get everybody who's on hold on air.
I love all the conversations thus far. It's been enlightening. Well, not enlightening. I've seen it all. It's
entertaining. How's that?
But it's all about definitions, right? If we don't have the same definition for the words we use, it's like talking in the Tower of Babel. Everybody got the same language, but they got different definition for it.
Right.
I don't use the word gay or fag or rainbow or anything like that to describe a sodomite. A sodomite's a sodomite. That's all it is to it. Just keep it simple. And, I mean, hell, I'm a sodomite for crying out loud, because the definition of sex is a man and a woman, or two opposite sexes getting together in order to procreate. Everything else is sodomy. And I'm not a homosexual, but I've had... You know, like Bill Clinton, he didn't have sex with Monica Lewinsky. He had sodomy. A blowjob is sodomy. It's that simple, in my mind. Now, that's the way I see it. Everybody's got their own opinions, but I like to keep the definition simple. Now, getting back to the currency that we're currently coerced into being manipulated by, and that's why we're in the shape that we're in, thanks to the Rothschilds and their ilk. But, where was I? Oh, you guys were talking about the fiat script. Well, I call them Rothschild or Satan slave tokens, because that's what they have done with the currency. Right. And they've enslaved our minds with the boo tube and the education, or the dumbing down system, not the education. That's moronic to say that.
Not education. They're just holding that greenback thing out in front of everybody. You know, you need more, you need more, you need more. And the government just prints more anytime they want. And it's worthless already. And we're heading toward the hyperinflation.
Well, they borrow it from the Federal Reserve. And we are the collateral for what they borrow. And they borrow till the sky's the limit. They care less. They're making slave tokens after slave tokens off our sweat and blood, because the currency that we're currently coerced into using is just that, a conduit for them to steal our energy. Right. And they use that paper funny stuff with dead folks on it as and have you ever heard of James Ebert? He wrote the book Money.
Sounds really
familiar. Back in 2000.
I don't know that one. I don't know the book, but the name sounds familiar.
Well, he defines what a note is. How many elements are there to a note, Peter, may I ask?
Oh, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, all those little greenbacks are nothing but promissory notes, and a promissory note is only worth whatever the backer is worth, and our backer is the federal government. It isn't worth a crap.
So why are we playing with this crap? That's my question. I've been trying to play with real money for I don't know how long. I mean, as far as the definition of money, which is precious metals coined at a mint, that's the definition of money, as far as Ewart's concerned. Also, a note has four elements. Who made it, the date it's due, the amount, and who it's made to. And so the Federal Reserve is just half of a note, because they have the amount and who made the note. The old ones, prior 1964, said payable to bearer on demand beneath the dead guy's picture. And that is the date, and the bearer is who it's made. made out to. So if you're burying one of those things, you slam it down at the bank, and they give you the proper amount of gold or silver, which the gentleman before was correct, it's portable property.
Right.
And that means you can carry your property with you.
I'm all for gold and silver, and I tell you where I buy it, but it's not an RBN sponsor, and I'm not going to do that. But I highly recommend you buy as much gold and silver as you can afford to do. But, Gregory...
too, palladium. Man, I made out on palladium.
Yeah, palladium's another good one. It's up and coming in the market. Three more calls on the line.
About that stuff at 250 an ounce, man.
There's three more people on the line behind you, and we're running out of...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my 3 minutes... is up, but it seemed like 3 seconds. Anyways, y'all take care. I love you much. Tally-ho. Oh, Mike, can I listen on the phone here?
Thank you very much for the call, Gregory. Before we move on to Francis, Mike said something in our little private chat here, and he said that we should mention on air that the stimulus caused the current inflation, and that is absolutely right. And it brings me to a soundbite I have from Milton Friedman, and not anything to do with what we were started this show on, but hey, this is where we're headed right now, so have a listen to this.
Yes, in a recent interview of U.S. News and World Report, Secretary of the Treasury Blumenthal...
That one's way too long.
Inflation is made in Washington because only Washington can create money. And any other attribution to other groups of inflation is wrong. Consumers don't produce it. Producers don't produce it. The trade unions don't produce it. Foreign sheiks don't produce it. Oil imports don't produce it. What produces it is too much government spending and too much government creation of money and nothing else.
And nothing else. We all know that, right? Everybody knows that, don't we? I don't know. Let's move on. I believe Francis was the next. Francis in North Carolina, you're on National Intel Report. Thank you very much for holding. What can we talk about tonight?
Hey, young man.
Hey, young man.
I think I'm here. Listening to the intriguing commentary, for that matter. As far as the original topic that you started off with was concerned, to be honest, and I know this is probably going to either go over people's head or totally blow their mind, one of the two. I don't know. I'll let them figure it out. But in short, the so-called power elite have learned the big red button to hit for people to tick them off, regardless of whether it's their sexuality, their ethnicity, religion, and spirituality. It doesn't matter what it is. They're going to use it against everybody and whoever, against each, basically pit people against each other, regardless of what the matter is. Now, common sense states that if you have certain beliefs about various things, then keep that in your own bedroom. I don't care what your sexuality is or what your religion is or spirituality is. Keep it in your own household, and peace be with you and much love. That's what Jocelyn Ben Joseph taught about. Not all this hell creation of, oh, you must hate this person, you must hate that person. No. If anything, people are supposed to love their enemy more than they love themselves. But people have forgotten about that, especially if they claim to be Christian. And I hate to use that terminology, but I see a lot of hypocrisy out in society. Now, with that being said, have a great weekend, play hard, and stay mischievous like DC District of Criminals does. Have a great one. Later.
Thank you very much, Francis. Now, that's how a call's done. I think that was great. Make your point, wrap it all up, and get off air so that we can make room for everybody else. That was fabulous. And she's right. That's exactly what's going on. Our federal government, our power elites, as I believe was the term that she used, are using whatever hot button they can find to keep us divided, because they know if we get together, then we'll take back our country. And they don't want that now, do they? Let's see here. Who's next? Pat in Fort Worth on line five. Welcome to National Intel Report.
Thank you. I wanted to say that the court is supposed to decide what's constitutional. And right. And it goes to the Supreme Court because they haven't decided down below. All right. Or they said it was, and the others said it wasn't. Okay. When they signed the Constitution, they would never have signed anything that was involved any other religion than Christianity. They would not have signed it. They would not say Satanism, whatever 47 gender religions they have out here or whatever. They would not have signed it.
Okay, first off, you're falling a little behind. It's way more than 47 genders now. But the Constitution, if the Constitution and Declaration both, they both refer to a creator, but not, they do not specifically specify a Christian creator. And I personally think that was on purpose. I think they wanted it to be open to anyone.
There's a lot of references to the day of our, they say the day of our Lord. That's never meant anything but the Christian God.
That's not in the Constitution anymore.
Even in the Declaration, if you want to. But anyway, the Constitution, there's no separation of church and state because it didn't need it.
Right. The only thing that what we have construed as separation of church and state.
It's a letter that was written by Jefferson. It's not in the Constitution anywhere.
Right.
The point
what
is,
we, the people, have construed as the separation of church and state is the First Amendment, where it says that the government shall not create a religion or not sanction a religion.
We finally have a court that has decided the original intent of the Constitution, the original intent, instead of, set a law. And so I'm proud of it, and I think that we're on our way to maybe getting 40 more years from God if we repent, like Nineveh did. They all repented, but
I think the current court is trying to go back to the original intent of the Constitution, or at least they're attempting to, or get closer to it than we have lately, that's for sure.
If you can show anywhere in the Founding Fathers that they intended this to be for any religion but Christianity, I'd like to see it.
My only argument is they intentionally left Christ out of all of our founding documents and made no reference to Yahweh or Yeshua or anything.
Listen, look for a book called God and Country.
It's now, you just wait. No, you can't change your argument.
You don't want to give me 3 minutes.
No, 3 minutes is long past over. What I'm trying to say is you're changing your argument.
That's the way most pop shows are, their opinion, and we don't need no callers unless
no,
they agree with me.
Pat, listen
to me.
Listen to me. You changed your argument.
Listen to me.
You said,
there's a book, How God and Country, 400 pages of quotations.
You said in the Constitution.
You
said in the founding. Pat.
Okay, bye. You
said,
you
talk won't
over
let
people.
Me finish my sentence, woman. Your original argument was you can't find it in in the Constitution or the Declaration, in the founding documents, and then you said there's a book called. You changed your argument. It's not in the Constitution or the Declaration. It might be in the book, and you might be able to find lots of references to the Declaration and the Constitution. But it's not in there specifically. You can't change your argument in the middle and then get mad at me when I point it out. I mean, well, you can. It's a free country. But then you just hang up and get mad and go off air. Wayne in Texas. Welcome to National Intel Report.
Yeah, hi, Peter. Good job tonight. And the reason I called in, you had some very interesting comments beginning of the show about rights. And I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into that because I wanted to pose the question, do you think our rights are really based on our status, that either we're free or we're almost serfs on the land here? And the reason I say that, there's a lot of Supreme Court cases that prove that there's two classes of citizens. One's a U.S. citizen with only civil rights that we know the government can change at any time through, you know, any sort of order or whatever. And the other, situation is you can be a U.S. national with almost like a state citizen where you have constitutionally protected rights like you were talking about. And a good example is the January 6th prisoners. They all went to Washington thinking they had the right to free speech, they could assemble and all that. But what happened to them? They're sitting in jail now with no due process. They can't even get, you know, any court time at all. And there's many people that think the presumption was they were U.S. citizens, so the government could, you know, take away any right they had to assemble. And if they had been U.S. nationals with certain other, you know, unalienable rights, they could have exercised their speech and gone home. And the other thing is, with Federal Reserve notes in our monetary system, property cannot own property. And that's why in our system with Federal Reserve notes, you can only discharge a debt. You can never gain true legal title. And I think that's one of the biggest misnomers that people don't understand here. They think they may own a car or a house, but if they use Federal Reserve notes, no, they don't have true legal title. And it goes back to this almost feudal system-like system where property cannot own property. So folks like Roger Sales have been covering this quite a bit, and I think there's a lot to what he has to say if you were interested in hearing some of his shows and some of his particular thoughts on it.
I would be interested. I don't think citizen versus national, I really don't think that has anything to do with the January 6th political prisoners. I think they're just political prisoners because our government is so corrupt and people just aren't outraged enough yet.
But they didn't have the right, you know, they have every right to, if you have true constitutional rights, you have the right to free speech and assemble. They weren't, you know, burning down buildings like BLM or anything. So they were made to be an example of what can happen when the government decides to use their presumption that a U.S. citizen does not really have any real constitutional protected rights. They have only civil rights or color of law.
I completely agree with all of that. As far as they're being made an example of, they're being held as political prisoners. They're being denied due process. I pointed it out in one of the Liberty Minutes that I do. One of them recently lost his VA benefits. He's a disabled veteran, and his wife is now losing all of their VA benefits while he's sitting in prison, and he has not yet been convicted of anything. And according to law, he is supposed to lose those benefits if he's convicted of certain crimes, but they're doing it before he even goes to trial, so they're breaking their own laws left and right, and we all know it.
Right, exactly. And I can agree with that. And again, it's just this overriding presumption that if the government deems you being a U.S. citizen with only the civil rights, they can yank your so-called rights out from under you at any point in time. And one thing I would say that Roger Sales will be on, he's on RBN this Sunday, 5 o'clock Central Time. And if you have a chance, maybe tune in. And he also has a website, TheMatrixDocs.com, where you can kind of get some insight as to where he's coming from. There's a lot of court cases in there, too, a little further into that website, where you can read on the different types of citizenship and the rights and privileges and immunities that come with each one. It's very, very enlightening. So it may be helping in your studies, too, because I think what you had to say early on was very, very important.
Well, thank you very much, Wayne. I greatly appreciate that. And thank you for the call.
Sure. And thanks, Peter.
Their callers are still piling up. I guess I'm not going to ever get to Roe v. Wade tonight. Joel in Wisconsin on line 3. Welcome to National Intel Report.
How do you do?
I do well. How do you do?
I do pretty dang good. According to the Constitution, at the end of the Constitution, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going by memory. They give the signatures of the signers, and then it says, on this date, in the year of our Lord. You can check that out, and maybe you could learn something. Now, there's only, I don't know how many years of our Lord there are, but, you know, this is 2022, and it's from that point on, you know. The whole world is set up according to that. And when they mention, in the year of our Lord, I don't think back then they had as many sexes as they do now and things like that. So it was assumed that people knew what that meant when they said in the year of our Lord.
I agree.
You want to check that out, just maybe you could learn something. I mean, I'm not here to criticize you, but I'm here to help you.
You know, if that is there, and it's very possible, I don't recall. I you know, I'd have a better memory of who signed it than how they dated it. But, I mean, they obviously did have faith. They referred to, in both the Declaration and the Constitution, the creator, and there was clearly faith involved. But I personally think that they did their best to keep it denomination free, I guess is the way to put that.
Well, when they say in the year of our Lord, that only means one Lord.
Right.
There's only, but you know, Allah and
my pocket version of the Constitution, and I don't see it there, but that they might, there's no date at all, so they
it might be on page 16. Yeah. Or they might have taken it out too, you know. I the one I have has it. I just don't have it with me right now.
I understand.
I wasn't ready to call.
Yeah, well, I have many, many versions of the Constitution in my house, so I'm going to have to find one of the ones that's like a facsimile copy, you know, the ones on parchment that look all pretty and stuff, and see if it's there.
Referring to a previous caller who was talking about the 2% of the population that's ruling everything,
uh-huh,
and he was naming them.
Yeah.
Now, there's RBN says the motto is, because you can handle the truth. And so if that is the truth, if 2% of our population is controlling 98% of the population plus the world, that is, if that's the truth, then you should be able to say it. And the other callers should be able to talk about it.
Well, he can say it, but I personally think it's a little silly, because I think it's racism one way or another, because there's a whole lot of that particular group of people out there, and they're not all in charge of everything. But I'm running out of time, and I still have another caller to get to, Joel. Thank you very much for calling. Greatly appreciate it. I will definitely look into the signature of the Constitution. Misty in Kansas, you've got about a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I think the issue here is it's not being addressed that the Constitution is our government is corporation. It has been hijacked. There are two different constitutions. And then you talk about the Bill of Rights, okay? You have the Constitution. The Constitution was meant how to run the government, which is corporation. But then you had the very first amendment to the Constitution was the Bill of Rights with 10 articles. They're not amendments.
Right.
It was an amendment too. And you talk about
gay
marriage. You talk about stuff like that. Well, the 9th article clearly says it's not the government's business. The 10th article turns around and says it's not the state's.
Right, I get it. And I actually had planned on getting to the 9th and 10th Amendments, because those are hugely important. I wanted to talk about Roe v. Wade. We are smack out of time. I hear music in my ears already. I am really sorry to have to cut you off like that. But please go to liberty-lighthouse.com and support me. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and support the network. Until next time, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America.
Running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.